Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on sidelines of BRICS summit at Kazan in Russia today. India and Pakistan agree to extend Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor Agreement for another 5 years. Registration of delegates begins for 55th International Film Festival of India, Goa. Government-owned BSNL launches 7 new customer-centric services to woo subscribers. IMF retains India's GDP growth at 7% for current financial year. And in ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup, India A to face Oman at Al Amirat this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit at Kazan in Russia today. The meeting assumes significance in the backdrop of the two countries arriving at an agreement on patrolling arrangements in areas along the line of actual control, or LAC. The meeting between Prime Minister Modi and the Chinese President will be the first structured meeting in last 5 years. The two leaders met last in 2023 on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in South Africa, and Mr. Modi had highlighted India's concerns on the unresolved issues along the LAC in the western sector of the India-China border areas. The Prime Minister will also address the BRICS sessions. Mr. Modi held bilateral talks with the presidents of Russia and Iran, wherein he stressed the need for a peaceful resolution of issues and said that war does not bring solutions. In his meeting with Mr. Putin, Mr. Modi asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed media persons that Prime Minister Modi briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region.
Prime Minister reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy was the way forward to achieve resolution of the conflict. He briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region.
Our correspondent reports from Kazan that India is emerging as a peacemaker in the international arena.
India's transformation from a peace-loving nation to a global peacemaker is gaining momentum. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's recent bilateral talks at the BRICS summit in Kazan underscore this emergence. India offering to help resolve the Russia-Ukraine conflict has impressed President Putin. It highlights India's growing global influence. India's leadership also expressed concern over West Asia's escalating tensions, advocating for civilian protection and diplomatic dialogue. This commitment to peaceful conflict resolution and dialogue cements India's position as a trusted global peacemaker. With strong bilateral ties and participation in multilateral fora like UN peacekeeping, India demonstrates its dedication to global dialogue. No wonder our ancient philosophy, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, promotes harmony and understanding worldwide. Naseem Naqvi, Akashwani News, Kazan.
India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurudwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narowal, Pakistan through the Kartarpur Sahib Corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that extension of the validity of this agreement will ensure uninterrupted operation of the corridor for use by the pilgrims from India to visit the Holy Gurudwara in Pakistan. In Jharkhand, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM and Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD have released the first list of candidates for the assembly elections. JMM has released the names of 35 candidates, while RJD has released names of 6 candidates. Chief Minister and Executive President of JMM Hemant Soren will contest from Barhat seat, while Speaker Rabindranath Mehto has been given ticket from Nala constituency. Kalpana Soren will fight from Gandhi seat. On the other hand, state RJD chief Sanjay Kumar Singh Yadav has been given ticket from Husainabad constituency and former minister Suresh Paswan will contest from Deoghar seat. In Kerala, the Congress candidate for the upcoming by-poll in Wayanad parliamentary constituency, Priyanka Gandhi, will file her nomination paper around 12:30 p.m. today. She will stage a roadshow and also address a public meeting at Kalpetta. The by-poll was necessitated following the resignation of Rahul Gandhi, who chose to represent Rai Bareilly after winning from both Rai Bareilly and Wayanad in the last general elections. Delegate registration for International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, has begun for the 55th IFFI to be held in Goa from 20th to the 28th of November this year. Film enthusiasts can log on to my.iffigoa.org to register their names, while film professionals and cine enthusiasts can register themselves by paying a fee of 1,180 rupees. Students get free access to panels and screenings with an allowance of 4 tickets per day. Interested delegates can create a My IFFI account to access a personalized dashboard where they can book tickets and check the festival schedules. In case of any queries, one can send an email to registration@iffigoa.org. In Andhra Pradesh, the Amravati Drone Summit 2024 saw enthusiastic participation from entrepreneurs, investors, industry experts and policymakers in drone technology yesterday on the inaugural day of the two-day drone summit being held in Amravati. This summit aims to spur investment in drone technology in Andhra Pradesh and give impetus to the Prime Minister's vision of Make in India. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh N. Chandrababu Naidu announced allocation of 300 acres of land in Orvakallu, Kurnool district for the development of a drone hub. He announced a plan to train 35,000 drone pilots in Andhra Pradesh, positioning the state as a human resource hub for drone technology. Delivering the keynote address, Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu said,
"This is the biggest and the first of its kind summit regarding drones that is happening outside the National Capital Territory of Delhi. We want the young minds of this country to develop new type of drones so that we can cater to the solutions which are indigenous to our country."
The summit also featured India's largest drone show with over 5,000 drones, which made 5 Guinness World Records. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Government-owned Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, has launched 7 new customer-centric services to woo subscribers. Union Minister for Communication Jyotiraditya Sindhya said that since the beginning of the rollout of 4G, the subscribers of BSNL have increased from 75 lakhs to 1.8 crores in the last 6 months. Unveiling the new logo and 7 new services of the company, the minister said that India is among the 6 countries in the world to develop their own 4G telecom network, which will soon migrate to 5G. More from our correspondent.
Apart from the new logo, 7 new initiatives of the BSNL were also launched aimed at revolutionizing how India connects, communicates and enhances its digital security. These are a spam-free network, national Wi-Fi roaming, internet fiber TV, anytime SIM kiosks, direct-to-device service, public protection and disaster relief, and the first private 5G in mines. The national Wi-Fi roaming facility will offer high-speed internet access at BSNL hotspots at no extra charge to its fiber-to-the-home customers. Further, the anytime SIM kiosks will allow users to purchase, upgrade, port or replace SIMs. The BSNL has also launched 5G connectivity for mining operations. Additionally, it has also provided encrypted communication and uninterrupted connectivity for government and relief agencies during crisis and disasters. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Madhya Pradesh government has decided to provide various facilities to minor rape victims. The objective of the scheme is to provide protection to the victims of sexual crime under POCSO Act and financial assistance from the Nirbhaya Fund of the central government. More from our correspondent.
In the cabinet meeting in MP yesterday, it has been decided to provide facilities like education, police assistance, maternity and newborn care, psychological counseling, legal aid, health insurance and shelter in care institutions to the rape victims under Mission Vatsalya. It will not be necessary to have a copy of the FIR to get the benefit in this scheme. The victim minor girl will be given Rs 4000 per month for non-institutional care. The scheme will be implemented through the collector. For this, Rs 10 lakh will be provided to each district from the Nirbhaya Fund. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Cyclone Dana is moving with a speed of 3 kilometers per hour towards the Odisha coast and is likely to make a landfall in between the coast of Kendrapada and Balasore district, more specifically near Dhamra Port in Bhadrak district. It is likely to make a landfall either in the late night of tomorrow or early morning of Friday. More from our correspondent.
The Odisha government has kept the administration of coastal districts of Jagatsinghpur, Kendrapada, Bhadrak and Balasore on very high alert in view of the heavy damages likely to be made by the possible landfall of severe cyclonic storm Dana. All other coastal districts have also been kept on high alert as the severe cyclonic storm is likely to affect the entire coastline of Odisha. Evacuations from potentially impacted areas are going on and are likely to be completed by today evening. All schools, colleges and universities in 14 coastal and neighboring districts are closed for 3 days from today. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has retained India's GDP growth rate at 7% during the current fiscal year ending 31st of March 2025. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF said India is expected to grow at 6.5% in the next fiscal, that is 2025 to 2026. Deloitte India's latest economic outlook has also projected India's economic growth to reach between 7 and 7.2% in the current fiscal. In sports, today is a crucial day for India. We have a report.
In cricket, India A will face the home team Oman in the ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup at Al Amirat Cricket Ground this evening. Tilak Verma-led India A have already qualified for the semi-finals as they are unbeatable while the hosts Oman are yet to win a match in the tournament. Moving towards hockey, today marks a special day for India as international hockey will return to India's capital after a decade. The two-match series between India and Germany will kick off today at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. Harmanpreet Singh-led Team India will be eager to avenge their narrow 3-2 loss in the semis of Paris Olympics 2024. Meanwhile, Hockey India has announced free entry for spectators in the stadium through a digital ticketing system. Fans can also watch the live streaming of the match on DD Sports. Meanwhile, in Sultan Johor Cup Hockey, the Indian Junior Men's Team will face Australia in Johor, Malaysia today at 3:45 PM IST. The Indian team will try to continue their winning streak in the tournament as they have registered 3 wins in a row under new coach PR Srijesh. Moving towards tennis in Vienna Open, the pair of Indian star Rohan Bopanna and Australia's Matthew Ebden marched into the quarterfinals of men's doubles. They will now face the pair of United Kingdom's Neil Skupski and New Zealand's Michelle Venus in the quarterfinals tomorrow. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies on their front page headline have mentioned on Modi meeting Putin with a message of peace. The Tribune says, ahead of BRICS, PM again tells Putin to resolve Ukraine conflict peacefully. After China confirms LSE agreement, Modi-Xi bilateral today, first in 5 years, headlines the Indian Express. To keep the event budget-friendly, hockey, shooting, cricket, badminton among major sports axed from 2026 Glasgow Commonwealth Games, denting India's medal hopes, reports the Pioneer. Government to provide monthly aid of 5,000 rupees to Divyangs with high needs with over 60% disability, writes the Asian Age. In a first, farmers in 8 states to get carbon credit soon, notes Financial Express. And finally, a Hindustan Times headline cites a major breakthrough to save the endangered species of the great Indian bustard from extinction, with chicks born through IVF in Rajasthan, Jaisalmer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on sidelines of BRICS summit at Kazan in Russia today. India and Pakistan agree to extend Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor agreement for another 5 years. Registration of delegates begins for 55th International Film Festival of India, Goa. Government-owned BSNL launches 7 new customer-centric services to Voo subscribers. IMF retains India's GDP growth at 7% for current financial year. And in ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup, India A to face Oman at Al Emirates this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.